fills us with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us repent of our sin and be comforted in the promise of God. Living God, we confess before you and one another our futile ways, our pursuit of perishable things, our own part in crucifying the Lord Jesus. Forgive us, O God, renew the face of the earth, and give us the assurance that you have rescued us from the power of sin and made us alive in the Spirit forever. Amen. Christ suffered for sins once for all in order to bring you to God. Now you are God's people. Now you have received mercy. In the name of the risen Lord Jesus, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven. Lay aside guilt. Put away shame. For you are chosen and precious in God's sight. Live in the marvelous light of Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. It's time for our children's message. And so the children, I'd like to remind you that at Easter, very many times there's candy around your house in ways that there might not always be. And sometimes right now, you might find at your house some jelly beans. Good jelly beans. So I have a neat way to think about jelly beans that to remind us of all that Jesus goes through and to celebrate Easter. And you can see I've got some jelly beans and I've made a cross. Does that show up on the camera okay? All right, good. It shows up good. And you can see the very bottom, I used two toothpicks to make this cross. And at the very bottom, you'll see a green jelly bean. And that is to remind us of the palms that were used last Sunday when we waved palm branches as Jesus entered into Jerusalem. Right above it, I have a purple jelly bean. And the purple jelly bean is to remind us of Maundy Thursday and how Jesus took wine, which is kind of purple colored, and gave us a meal of Holy Communion to remember how Jesus dies for us and how he saves us. The red jelly bean right above that is to remind us of the blood Jesus shed on Good Friday on the cross for us and for our sins. Then if you go all the way to the top, you'll see a black jelly bean. And that black jelly bean is to remind us when Jesus was on the cross, that's what color the sky turned. It turned black and dark. So it reminds us of all that. The white jelly bean right in the middle is to remind us of the light that shone from Jesus when he was raised from the dead. And that's what we celebrate today, that the darkness is sent away and Jesus' light is there. And then to each side of the white one, you'll see I have a pink jelly bean and then a yellow one over here and an orange one over there. That's to remind us of the sunrise, the colors at sunrise, when the women went to the tomb and found out that Jesus had risen from the dead. So here on Easter, maybe you can have your parents help you make your own jelly bean cross to remember the resurrection. That's what we're celebrating today. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for rising from the death, for loving us, for saving us. Help us to remember that we always belong to you. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. And the prophets, all the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sons and daughters of the King, prepare.
A reading from Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I still remember when it happened the first time. It was on a Sunday, and I had come home from leading worship, and I was pretty tired. It was the summer, so I was changing out of my church clothes into a pair of shorts. And that's when it happened. I stopped and had to make a conscious decision about whether or not it was worth it to bend over and change out of my black dress socks. And suddenly I knew I was getting old. Over the last few years, this has happened more and more. But the real kicker, the thing that I have discovered that really marks me as a geezer, is that I look forward, when I can, to watching the Antiques Roadshow. Now, there's nothing wrong with the Antiques Roadshow, but I think you might agree it's not typical must-see viewing for a young person. And it hit even more a couple of weeks ago when I was watching a recent episode. If you've never seen the roadshow, people bring in something they think might have value, and then specialists in certain areas of antiques or collectibles tell them what their item might be worth. And usually, the last one they show is something with a surprisingly large value. And that's just what I saw a few weeks ago. A lady brought in a three-ring binder full of magic cards. And I have to admit, I rolled my eyes a bit. I remember magic cards. My son, Michael, used to have some. Magic was a card trading game that was invented in 1993, and certain cards trumped other cards. And I remember thinking back when Michael had his cards that this was a huge waste of money and time. But this lady had brought in a complete set from 1993. She said they were cards her husband had collected, and she didn't know anything about them, but that's what she brought. The appraiser was beside himself. He began to talk about 9 particular cards in the set that were rare and in great demand. And then he talked about the other cards in the set of about 300 cards. When it was all said and done, the lady's set of cards was estimated to be worth between $65,000 and $100,000. I suddenly wanted to get up and search the house for Michael's old magic cards. But here's the thing. When the lady left her house that morning, and all day carrying around that notebook full of cards in her backpack, she had no idea what she had. Can you imagine how different her trip home must have been once she knew? Can you imagine the hopes and the possibilities she now dreamed of? And I remember thinking right then, that's Easter. For on that first Easter morning, as Mary Magdalene and the other women headed to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, their spirits were probably flat and burdened. They were caught up in sorrow and loss. But oh, how different their trip was after finding the empty tomb. Oh, how their spirits rejoiced at the news from the angel. Oh, how their hearts leaped in overwhelming joy. That's the change that Easter makes in us. Into our world of flat spirits, Jesus brings life. Into our world of dead ends and coronavirus, Jesus brings life. Into our world of death, Jesus brings life. And oh, what a difference that makes for us. We leave the empty tomb with rejoicing hearts and full of hopes and possibilities and dreams. For that's what the risen Christ brings. Surprise! Our sorrow is turned into joy, our mourning into dancing. Jesus lives, and it makes all the difference in the world. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Eternal God, joy, light, freedom, victory, praise, wonder, these words fill our hearts on this day. Thank you for this day and for the gift of new life in you. Make Easter real in our lives daily. Each day, make us aware of how you make us new. Each day, make us aware of how in love you make us yours. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Savior, our need for social distancing during this outbreak has led many of us to realize how important being part of your family is to us. It has helped us know anew how we value being part of your family and gathering to worship you. We pray for your healing throughout our world, O God, and look forward to that new life day when we can come together again in worship and praise. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Redeemer, as we receive your grace today, may we learn to live grace in our own lives. As you have reached to us, may we reach out to those who are sick and sorrowed, those who are afraid or lonely, those poor and hungry, those far from home, and those who are forgotten. Be with and bless all your people, O God, and especially those near to us whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, living Redeemer, you gave yourself for us and showed us how far the love of God goes to save us. Thank you. Now increase our faith. Fill our lives with your joy. Lead us in hope that all our days might be filled with your glorious light. As we walk through each day, may your love and grace flow through us to those around us. Make us eager witnesses of your love. Keep our eyes on you and fill our lives with peace and joy. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, glorious God, we commend all for whom we pray. trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angel and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy, living, and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Life-giving God, you have fed us with your word, and our hearts burn within us. Through this meal, you have opened us to your presence. Now send us forth to share the gifts of Easter with all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep you in his light and truth and love, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I know, I was like, I could scratch.